Olden in the Way, Sisters. Love and Learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms. And I have to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Yep. I started reading a book called The Measure.
You can read?
Yeah. Somebody taught me. And I'm going to get to that book, but it made me think about how I measure my life. And I think most people measure their years by milestones. Like, you know, like when they went to college or when they got married or divorced, when they moved to a different city or when they bought a certain car. Well, me, I measure my life by husbands. That's right, husbands. The first husband, I was in my 20s. The second husband was my 30s. The third husband was my 40s. Not fair. He died young, so I technically should have been with that one forever. And the rest of my life was with the other half for over 23 years and counting. Well, okay, and then I thought, well, I could measure my name. I mean, I could measure my life by my name. When I was born, I was Nancy.
I named you.
No.
Yes, they let me name all of you.
Really?
They had
so
no imagination.
You to blame.
Nancy Lee.
Oh, boy. Now we get to the butt of it. Well, in college, I shortened it to Nan. But when I got divorced, we did your own divorce thing, and the judge asked me, okay, I see that you want to take back your maiden name, and I legally added my first name, a new first name. I became Ramona because I loved reading those Beverly Cleary books, Beezus and Ramona.
That is crazy.
And then when I remarried, I went back to Nancy because he always knew me as Nancy. And I didn't want to have to tell the story of why I'm Ramona, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so whenever anyone calls and says my name, I know which part of my life is being addressed.
How convenient.
I know. It's like the milestones. And don't even ask my last name. It changed so many times that the IRS sent me a letter once. And they said I was sharing my Social Security number with someone. And I wrote back, I'll tell you who.
Yeah.
I never expected that. And when I got a job as a teacher, the principal went to the school board and all my diplomas were in different names. And he said, don't worry about it. She's a great teacher. Just hire her. Mm. I had no idea the repercussions. Well, all that aside, I just finished reading this book by Nikki Erlich, and it's called The Measure. In her 2022 novel, she poses a question everyone in the world over 22 has to wrestle with. When a 6-inch by 3-inch box appears on their doorsteps. And the question is, will you open the box? Because
Of course you will.
Well, on the top of the box, it says the measure of your life. And if you open it, just like Pandora's box, you will be unleashing something you might not wish you had, how long your life will be. Now think about that. Inside will either be a short string or a long string. The shorter the string, the closer to death you are, and vice versa. So in this scenario, the measure of your life is predetermined by the length of the string. It's not about how you lived your life, but rather how long you will live it. You think you'd open the box?
Yes.
Well, would you want to know ahead of time when you were going to die?
Yes.
In her novel, scientists get right down to the very month it will happen. Would you want to know the month?
Yes.
Really?
I'm getting scared now, though.
Well, Ehrlich's characters wrestle with these questions. And some of them are like, does a doctor care for a long stringer over a short stringer, since the short stringer will die sooner? Should anyone running for president or any office have to show their string so voters know if the person will serve for the entire term? Should the government force all military personnel, 22 and older, to open their boxes and show them to the military so they can make sure only long stringers are sent into battle?
Okay.
And would you avoid dating or marrying a short stringer if you were a long stringer for fear the spouse will leave you with kids and bills and spouseless at a young age? Should you even have kids? I mean, it really opens up a plethora of questions. So Ehrlich creates a world that shows her characters having to deal with these questions and more. And it caused me to pause and wonder what I would do. Just how would I measure my life if I was a short stringer? Would it be by husbands anymore? Uh-uh, hardly. Or by milestones or places you've lived? No, I doubt it. When you know when you are going to die, everything changes, I think. How you spend each day, who you spend it with, which events take on more or less importance. Why argue about something with your spouse? So after reading The Measure, I decided that I would start measuring my life by how well I filled it with the people and the activities that I love. When I was working, I loved my job, raising children to be peaceful, caring individuals who loved learning.
And you were always a teacher.
Yeah. Right? If I wasn't compromised physically, I would still be doing that. Every day I try to be an example of my moral and religious values. Try is the key word here. Mm-hmm. And each day I spend a lot of the morning in nature, which is really important to me, with animals and plants. And I find time to do the things that I love, reading, cooking, writing, knitting, gardening. I'm pretty thankful for my life, and at this stage I'm enjoying it immensely. It's quiet, it's predictable, which I really like, and it has a steady rhythm to it. I'm loved, and however long I live, I'm going to try to give back more than I take from it. Today, on my way here, Janet, I saw this little turtle crossing the road.
Oh, you did stop?
And I turned around, and it was at a curve, so it wasn't a good place. But there was the turtle trying to get across, and he had already put his head in, and just, it was sad. And there were two semis coming, and I got out. They missed it. I got out and took it across and put it down. And then got back in, and I tried to do something good each day.
You're clearly a better person than I am. Although I have taken a shovel out and gotten, like, dead coons out of the middle of the road and put them on the side so that owls won't get killed.
Yes, I do that too.
I'm not all bad.
I don't take a shovel. I just drag them over. But, yeah, I thought, I'm glad to know that you do that. We must have that in
common. Every time. Okay, I admit, not every time.
So I ask you, our listeners and readers, how would you measure your life? What if you had a short string? In what ways would that affect your choices for living your life? And if you had a long string, how would that impact decisions to make regarding your life? Would you choose to know the length of your string, or would you prefer not to know? And how would you act towards those with short strings?
Well, obviously, you are a much deeper thinker than I am. You are younger. You're the smart sister. I'm the dumb sister.
No, you're not.
But anyway.
Related teacher.
But in thinking of measuring my life, well, just recently, I was saying to my husband, Mark, I've been with you over half my life. We've been together 42 years. I'm 80 years old. And that was just kind of shocking to me. And then, for some reason, I started counting up all the places I'd lived, because I've been in the same decrepit old log cabin here in Lafarge, in the woods, for 42 years. Wow. Before that, I lived in 16 different places.
Wow.
And that just seems so, like, what did I get out of that? That was strange. But here I'm happy, I'm at peace. But I do. There's something else. It's not a string like you're talking about, but I make these lists, and I make them by the week or 2 weeks, And when I write them out, I'll have days that I know I'm going to take my exercise class. I'll have days when I know I'm going to have a meeting with people or whatever. And by writing it down, I feel like in one sense, I'm saying, I'm going to be alive. This is going to happen. As long as I keep with going with these lists.
Oh, it's like a to-do list.
Yeah, a to-do list. And things that are happening in my life that I have to remember. But I realize, because this has happened, that life can change. Someone can die, and you thought you were going to see them the next day in La Crosse at the Indian restaurant, and then they're gone. And even though somehow the list reminds me that I truly believe that this is what's going to happen, but I actually know this could be over at any time. And that's kind of an equivalent of, it's not really a string, but.
So what you're saying is live life to the fullest every day.
Sure. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Okay. Nancy and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, and some are just our crazy opinions. We hope you enjoy them. Music by Hall and Sidnor.